The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence tonight. And we are grateful to God for His love and His kindness that has kept us since January and since the year started. And I pray that again tonight, the Lord will bless you in the name of Jesus. If you know God will bless you, say a louder amen. Tonight, I'm privileged and I'll be speaking on action steps for a better future. Action steps for a better future. We are gradually hitting the end of the year 2020. And many have said many things about 2020. Some people said it was the best year for them. Some people said it wasn't okay for them. But gradually, 2020 is becoming history. And we are about to move on to another brand new year. A brand new chapter. A brand new time that we have never experienced before. And it will be the sweetest time for you in the name of Jesus. I say it will be the sweetest time for you in the name of Jesus. And tonight I'll be showing us some vital things that will help us to become better even as we prepare to enter the new year, even as we enter the new year very soon. In a matter of about 2 weeks or so from now, it's slightly over 2 weeks thereabout, we'll be in the brand new year. And it's time that we begin to look at what is important that we need to look at for this year 2020. And to prepare for the year 2021. Action steps for a better future. First, I want you to realize that God, your Father, wants your future to be better than your present. God, your Father, wants your future to be very good. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, the thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God has a good intention for your future. He does not want... Many people paint the picture of God as one wicked person that is always looking for knife to cut off our neck or to beat us with cane. No, God is not like that. God is a sweet person. God is a loving person. God is a kind person. God is a faithful person. God is our helper. He wants the future to be great for you. And that future, you will assess it in the name of Jesus. And He has sent me tonight to show you some vital steps that will help you for the future you are looking at. Because for many people, the problem of their life is their future. They don't know how the future will look like. They don't know how to prepare for the future. They are so scared about the future. And I'm sure by the time we finish the message tonight, there will be no reason for you again to be scared about your future. Because you'll be so certain that your future will be alright. Somebody say, my future will be alright. Somebody say, my future will be alright. And it will be alright in the name of Jesus. Action steps for a better future, number one, is appraise the year 2020. Appraise the year 2020. Appraise the current year. Look at the successes and the challenges that you have faced in this year 2020. Look at all the things that God has brought your way. Look at all the successes. Look at all the improvements in your life, in your spiritual life, in your finances, in your health. Look at them. Also, look at the failures. Look at areas where you have goofed in 2020. Look at areas where you have made drastic mistakes. Things that you have said, I won't do this again, and you went back to do it again. Look at things that you never thought you could ever even do, and you did it, and you were not happy about it. Look at them with a view to seeing the mistakes and correcting the errors so that they don't repeat itself in the year 2021. The forthcoming year is like another time God is giving to us to correct our mistakes and to improve on the things that are doing well in our lives. Undoubtedly, you have made some wins. You have done some things very correctly. And of course, undoubtedly, you have also done some things that are not the way it's supposed to be done. So this is a time of appraisal. This is a time when you look at the situation around you. You look at the things that have worked, and you look at the ones that have not worked, and you learn lessons from it. The reason why history repeats itself is because people don't learn from history. If you made a mistake in 2016, and you repeated the mistake in 2017, 2018, it means you did not learn from that mistake. If you now went further again to repeat the mistake in 2020 again, it means you did not learn from that mistake. But this is a time to appraise and say, yeah, I made a mistake before. But as I prepare to launch into another year, I must not repeat such mistakes anymore. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, action step number one is to appraise the year. Look at the pros and cons. Look at the things that have worked and the things that are not working. And then you'll be able to take decisive decisions. And the next line of action. Action step number two for a better future is to thank God for the journey so far. Thank God for the journey so far. You will see that in this month, our praise level has shifted to a new level. Almost every Sunday, every Wednesday, we are thanking God, we are appreciating God as a church and as individuals. I've been in ministry for quite a little while now. There's never been a time that church was closed for this long like it was this year. The kind of things that we saw this year, there was never a time that we have seen it before. Yet, the church is moving. The church is marching forward. So we have cause to thank God. We have cause to praise Him. We have cause to exalt Him. Somebody shout a big hallelujah. So it's a time to thank God. Psalm 67 verse 3. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. So it's a time for praises. One of the things that will help your future is to appreciate God for your past. To take a critical look at the goodness of God in your life. To take a critical look at His faithfulness, His blessings, His kindness, His love, and His support for you. The Bible says when others are saying there's a casting down, we will be saying there's a lifting up. In the same year when people are complaining of so many challenges, you are standing. You are even a better person for it. You have achieved this. Just this afternoon, I was speaking to one of our members who was telling me that they are packing to their house over this coming weekend. In a year of pandemic, in a year when everybody is almost at the point of giving up, somebody is still building a house with a family and moving to the house this same month. So you need to look at God's goodness and God's magnanimity. It's not by your power. It's not by your mind. It's just because God has decided to help you and decided to assist you. Somebody say a big amen. For many of you, the kind of things that God has helped you to do this year, you could not do it even when there was no pandemic. If you are a witness, can I see your hand up? The kind of things that God has done for you in your life this year, even when there was no pandemic, you could not do it. And that's the goodness of God. And I pray for you tonight, the goodness of God will not be lacking in your life and in your family for life. One of the things that will not make the goodness of God to be lacking is to be praiseful. To be praiseful. To be grateful. No wonder 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 18 says, in everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You are meant to be praiseful and to be thankful. Is part of the things that will help you. When you show gratitude to God for His blessings and favor, you are automatically asking for more. When you show gratitude to God for His blessings, you are asking that the new year will be better than the past year. Until there is gratitude, man cannot move to new altitude. Until God sees your gratitude. That's why you see that ungrateful people never advance. Just show me one person who is an ungrateful person and you see somebody who is not ready to go forward. Just show me one person who is an ungrateful person and I will show you somebody who is a colossal failure. Because God will ingratitude is a sign of pride. And you know, God resists the proud, and give grace to the humble. So once you are not grateful, it means you are telling God, I did it by my own power. I did it by my own mind. It's my strength that did it. It's my power that is because I'm qualified for it. That's why it happened. But when you show your gratitude, then you are ready for more. For somebody here today, more is coming for you. I say more is coming for you. Praise makes your life glorious. And you can never overthank God. You can never overthank God. Say, I've overthanked God. You can never get to that point. Do you know that if you thank God for 24 hours non-stop, some people do 24 hours praise, some people do 48 hours praise, some people do, you know, there's no amount of praise you can do. You can now say, I've overthanked God. God is never satisfied with praise. If you praise God at 9 o'clock, and you praise Him to 9 o'clock the following day, if you start again at 10, He will still take it. That's His food. He's never satisfied. If my wife knows my best food, so if she gives me my best food now, she gives me in the morning, she gives me in the afternoon. If in the evening she gives me, I say, no, I'm already full. Or maybe I want something else. Right? But God, His food is praise, and is never satisfied with praise. That's why He says, if you refuse to praise me, I'll raise stones to praise me. So if you want the year 2021 to be glorious, then you must be more praiseful at this time. You must be more praiseful. Your heart must ooze out with gratitude to God for His faithfulness, for His love, and for His kindness. I was speaking to one of my friends, Monday morning. We went to school together, we went to university together. We're friends and we used to read together. And then he was telling me about another friend of ours, we used to read together also, who celebrated his 50th birthday recently, and was telling me about how things are so tough for him. Now he's working in, when he was telling me where the guy was working, I couldn't imagine it. Somebody that we had the same grade out of school. We graduated the same time, we were in the same class, and we read in the same place, yet our lives are millions of miles apart. It takes only a grateful person to see such things. Another person will say, what's the big deal? I must have been smarter than him. That's why my life is better than him. So if you want a greater future, your gratitude level must shift to a new level. And for somebody here tonight, your gratitude level will take you to your new altitude in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Well, number three, action step for a brighter future is to look out for new instructions. Look out for new instructions. As the year is about to end, it's important for you to hunt for instructions from God. Instructions will supply you information. And information that you have received will lead to wisdom. And wisdom will lead to your elevation. That's why this period, people do a lot of partying and a lot of things, but for the wise, they know that this is the period to really camp with God very seriously. Hatred of instruction is the height of foolishness. When you see somebody who doesn't like instruction, the person is a foolish person. Anyone who does not like to be taught is a confirmed fool. Anybody that you see that doesn't like instructions is a confirmed fool. So, example of people who succeeded by instruction, look at Solomon. Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 13. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13. And I gave myself to seek and search out by wisdom. Ecclesiastes 1 verse 13. He gave himself to search out for instruction concerning all that are done under the heaven. So if you are a man of instruction, then you will be a man of distinction. If you are a man of instruction, then you will be a man of distinction. Search out for instructions from God. Look out for what God is saying per time. One of the prayers you have to pray at this time is, Father, open my ears and open my eyes to see what you are showing me. It says, open down my eyes, O Lord, and I behold wondrous things out of thy laws. My prayer for somebody here tonight is that God will open your eyes and your ears to see something that is showing you in the name of Jesus. I say he will open your eyes and your ears to see something that is showing you in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Open down my eyes that I might behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119 verse 18. Well, another example of a person that was able to assess his future on the basis of instruction is a man called Moses. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 5 to 7, you know, before then, Moses was just an ordinary shepherd man, just looking after sheep, or shepherd boy, as you might call it. But God appeared to him, and he said, draw not near, put off thy shoes. Can you see specific instruction? Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place wherein thou standest is a holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. And then he went ahead to tell him that I have chosen you to deliver them. You are the person I have chosen to deliver. That was the beginning of the change of life of Moses. Before that time, he was just having fun with Jethro, his father-in-law. And with Zipporah, his wife, they were just going up and down, just taking care of sheep, and just his life didn't have a bearing. Until suddenly, God gave him an instruction. I sent you as a deliverer. I sent you to do something better than this. There are two kinds of instructions. There is proceeding instruction and there is preceding instruction. There is proceeding instruction and there is preceding instruction. Proceeding instruction is the first instruction that comes to you. And the preceding instruction is the one that comes later after that. Proceeding instruction. I'm calling you to do this. Then the preceding, the one that comes later, is the one that gives you better understanding of what God wants you to do. Tonight, God will give somebody an instruction that will distinguish him or her in the name of Jesus. Let me hear you say a bigger amen. Proceeding instruction is your earlier instruction, the one he first gave to you. Like he spoke to Abraham. He said, go and sacrifice your son. And he went ahead to sacrifice, to take the son. That was the first instruction. Then he went ahead to give me another instruction and said, stop there. If he listened to the first one and didn't listen to the second one, he'd have killed his son for nothing. He gave him one instruction. Take your son, your only son, Isaac, and take him. I want you to sacrifice him to me. And he traveled for 3 days. When he got there, he took the knife, laid the son down, was about to slaughter the son when the next instruction came. The next instruction that will change your life will come tonight. I said, the next instruction that will change your life will come tonight. And he said, look there. There's a lamb there. That's what I want you to kill. I just wanted to test you. I wanted to see if you are going to obey my instructions or not. I wanted to see if you are going to listen to, if you love me to the way you claim you love me. Tonight, an instruction that will eventually take you to that height that God wants you to go to will come in the name of Jesus. What are the benefits of instruction? We are on point number 3. But you can call this 3A. Benefits of instruction number 1 is access to secrets. Deuteronomy 29:29. Access to secrets. Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Our God is a God of instructions, and he likes to give us instruction. The secret things belong unto the Lord our God, but those things which belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. So our God is a God of instruction. He's a God of secrets. And he gives his secret to those that listen to his instruction. Tonight, new secrets of your venture, of your career, of your family life shall be revealed unto you in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Do you know business is about secrets? Coca-Cola has a particular blend that makes Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola. And it's a secret. If anybody knows that formula, then they can easily do the product, but they don't have the secrets. Every trade has a secret. And it takes those that want to listen to instructions to get that secret. Tonight, you are getting brand new secrets from God. And that's why you need to camp with God very well. Psalm 91 verse 1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So if you are a person that dwells with God and camps with God long enough, he's a good God and he will reveal the secret to you. If you have a son and the son is so far from you, he might not know much about you. But if you have a son that is regularly talking to you, regularly you see each other from time to time, he asks you questions, you answer, he will know much about you. Tonight, as you ask God tangible questions, he's going to give you answers in the name of Jesus. I say he's going to give you answers in the name of Jesus. He's going to give you answers in the name of Jesus. And you will never be disappointed. Say a louder amen. Bishop Oyedepo said when God called him to ministry, he asked God, he said, God, now that you have called me to ministry, who is going to be feeding? Who is going to be paying me? Because I'm a man that I don't like shame. I can't be begging for bread up and down. Now you call me, who will be paying me? And then God spoke to him, okay, this is how I'm going to be paying you. And I'll be the one that will be paying you. I'm responsible for you. So, if you want his secrets, then you must be ready to listen to his instructions. His instructions is what will bring about your distinctions. 3B, benefit of instruction, is access to quality information. Access to quality information. When you know better, you behave better. The behavior of a lot of people is as a result of poor information. And when you lack information, you suffer deformation. When you don't have enough information, you suffer deformation. So information is very important, and information is a result of good instruction. Good instruction. When you know better, you behave better. And everyone behaves to the extent and to the best of their knowledge. And tonight, brand new information will come to you from God's instruction in Jesus' name. Quality information results in quality decision. Quality decision results in quality action. And quality action results in quality outcome. That's why information is so vital. You have to go after information. God, what are you saying about 2020? So that when we are praying in the fasting period, you know you are praying target-specific prayers. You already know what he wants. You already know what he wants you to do. You are praying specific prayers. Oh Lord, this is what you have told me that you want me to do in 2021. This is the path you want me to toe. Jesus, strengthen me to do it. Jesus, lead me onto how to go about it. Send me the required help and assistance for this task. Quality information results in quality decision. Quality decision results in quality action. And quality action results in quality outcome. As God liveth, the year 2021, the first quarter will not end before your life is really very glorious. I said the first quarter of 2021 will not have ended before your life is already very glorious. And this will happen as a result of quality information now. This is the best time to start camping with God and start getting in tune to know what he's telling you. Now listen to this. Every time you see a radio and you see that the radio is bringing out a sound to tell you, maybe, I don't know, all these stations, is because the radio is tuned. If the radio is there and it's not tuned, if it's just doing one noise, what is it? What's that noise? Shh, continuously. The radio is working. There's nothing wrong with it. But the radio is not tuned to the frequency where it can get something. May you tune to the frequency where you will hear from God tonight. I said, may you tune to the frequency where you hear from God tonight. And that's why fasting is very important. Because one of the things about fasting is that fasting mortifies your body. It allows you to hear from God vividly. Somebody say, I don't hear from God. God doesn't speak to me. This is the tool for God to speak to you. If he doesn't speak to you visibly, he speaks to you through his word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was with God from the beginning. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. So the word of God is God himself. If you want to hear my voice and I don't want to talk to you, if I write you a letter and I send it to your email, or if I write you a letter and I give somebody to give to you, I want you to hear my voice. That's exactly what God did. He wrote the scripture to give us direction. Once you read this Bible, you are reading God's instruction. Hello. That's why you must make it your friend. My prayer for you tonight is that a new hunger for God's word will come into your heart tonight. I say a new hunger for God's word will come into your heart tonight. Whereby you desire God's word like a little child. 1 Peter 2 verse 2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word of God, that you might grow thereby. Your heart is so in tune, desirous of the word, because you want to know what God is saying. You want to know what God is saying. If you spend more time with this word, you will get instruction. If you sit down with this Bible, you will get formidable instruction on what to do for 2021. And that's why I'm advising you tonight to settle down. Shut down the phone. Shut down the television. Shut down the instruments of distractions around you. And settle down on the word. So that the word will speak to you directly. Do you know sometimes you can be reading the Bible and as you're reading, it's like God is talking to you one-on-one. It happens. Tonight, brand new revelation will come for somebody in Jesus' name. Well, I've spoken about 3 steps so far. And the first step is what? Appraise the year. Second. Sorry? Number 3. Very good. So, we'll move on now very quickly to number 4. Which is dream again, or I can call it possess new visions. Dream again. Dream again. The world belongs to dreamers. No one can arrive at a future that he cannot see. You can't arrive at a future that you cannot see. Before you can arrive somewhere, you must have seen the place before you can get there. So you are motivated to go there because you can see the place. As you are preparing to go into 2021, refire the dreams of God in your heart. That's why you must first identify his instructions and know what he wants you to do. Then refire it. The fire is going out, you refire it. You blow the fire. You dream again. The dreams that coronavirus period killed. The dreams that lack of fund in Nigeria killed. The dream that dollar was on 300 when this year started. It's on 500 now. The dreams that dollar skyrocketing killed. Refire those dreams. God is more than currency. I hope you know that. I'm not praying the dollar should enter 1,000, but I heard that the dollar will enter 500 and it was like 500? You mean 500 naira to $1? It was like it's impossible, but we are there right now. I'm not praying the dollar should keep skyrocketing, but I tell you, even if the dollar enter whichever way, the people that we do well, we do well. There's one very complex proverb that no matter where you pound a yam, or no matter what you do to grind granite in a very small place, those that will be full will still be full. Praise the Lord. So, dream again. Your dream is your ladder to your greatness. Don't allow anything to kill the dream. Your career dream, your family dream, your ministry dream, your dream for the future. Dare to dream again. Your dead businesses, bring them up. Your career that is crippled, bring them up. The books you were supposed to write, you didn't write, bring them up. The companies you were supposed to set up before, you didn't set them up. You say Corona, and this is another period again. Don't abandon your God, divine plan and purpose. There's no one without a dream that can ever be successful. Despite the fact that Joseph was young, he had a dream. Genesis 37, verse 5 to 11. He had a dream that he was going to be great. He had a dream that he was going to be the biggest and the best out of all his brothers. Yeah, and it happened. One day, Pharaoh lifted him and said, Everybody here will be bound down to you. Everybody here will succumb to you. Nothing can happen in this nation except you, this boy. You say something. Gave him a wife, put a gold ring on his hand, changed his clothes, made somebody that was in prison yesterday to become somebody that is a royal person. That is how God will move you from nothing to something. I say that is how God will move you from nothing to something. But you have to dream again. All those things you have put under the bed that you were planning to do in 2020 that it could not happen. This is another year that is coming. Allow God to give you clear-cut instructions. And then dream again. Dream again. Dream again. You know, one thing I like about dreams is that dreams make you to pray. When you have a dream, it drives you that you have to pray. You have to seek God at all costs. When I see somebody who doesn't like prayers, who doesn't like seeking God, it shows that they are dreamless. When you have a dream, you want God to promote you in your place of work. You want to finish your house within the first 6 months of the new year. You want ministry to go forward. You want to do well in your areas of assignment. You want your children to get married. You have dreams. You want more souls saved. You want more lives to be blessed. You want God to use you as a great. Who will beg you to pray? Who will beg you? Is a question. Who will beg you to pray? Nobody will beg you to pray. Because of the dream in your heart, it will be pushing you. But when somebody doesn't have anything he's trusting God for, you'll be like, please now, just pray 5 minutes. Just read one verse. They will be pushing the person. And nobody can push an aeroplane in the sky. Have you ever seen towing an aeroplane in the sky? If you have seen it, please come and meet me. I will give you something. So, if you are going to fly, you must have a dream and fly. Your engine must be working. You must be ready for the task. Nobody can tow an aeroplane in the sky. If you are going to march forward, you must dream. Because nobody will be there to help you to tow it in the sky. You have to take responsibility. Tonight, those dead dreams that the enemy killed, they will jack back to life in Jesus' name. I said they will jack back to life in Jesus' name. Those dreams in entrepreneurship, those dreams in career breakthrough, those various dreams to be at the top in your field that the enemy has put under the carpet, tonight Jesus is bringing them out. I say Jesus is bringing them out. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Somebody that has a great dream, come on, say a bigger amen. Dream again. It's a vital step. It's a vital step to accomplishing great things in the forthcoming year. Dream. We are trusting God that schools will resume soon in faith. We are praying and we are believing God. It's only in Nigeria that you'll be praying and fasting that school should be running. Only in Nigeria. In this world. Somebody said, Nigerians, their spiritual life go down once they go abroad. That is because they don't have much things to pray about. They don't pray for light. They don't pray for water. So once they get abroad, their spiritual life just goes down. But we are praying that schools will resume. So as a student, you are praying that, God, I'm in 2-1 now. I'm in 2-2 now. I want to move to a first class. Dream again. Without a dream, you are doomed. Without a dream, you are doomed. Because without a dream, you will just be draggy. Let's go to church. See? I don't have time. Let's fast. Oh, I don't. Because a dream pushes you. Mark it. 2021 will be very glorious in your life. All your dead dreams that the enemy put underneath, God will bring them back to life. Their case will be like Ezekiel 37 story. You know the story very well. Whereby dry bones and dead bones, they came back to life as a result of prophecy. And tonight I prophesy to everything dead that is supposed to be alive in your life, they are coming alive in Jesus' name. I said they are coming alive in Jesus' name. The power of God will make your dream to come to pass. Mark it. In your lifetime, you will see all your desire come to pass. There are ladies here, you dreamt in 2021 that you are going to get married. But mask, they don't allow guys to see your face for the better part of the year. Mask. When you are walking, they will not know that it's you because of mask. Very soon, this issue of mask will be totally over in Jesus' name. And mask or no mask, Jesus will make your own husband to locate you. One of the things that always is paramount in my heart is when I see any of my daughters that is of a marriageable age that is not married. It's one of the major burdens in my heart. And as you believe tonight, Jesus will settle you in Jesus' name. One day I came here to pray on a Saturday morning, very early in the morning. And as I was praying in the church, anointing the church, one of the sanctuary keepers, one of our daughters here, was here for something and was just going about. I just noticed that she was trailing me. As the anointing oil was touching the floor, she was touching it and touching her head. Touching it and touching her head. And I just spoke in my heart to God that, God, whatever this lady wants that make her to be trailing the oil like this, let it happen. And a short time from that time, she got married. She was trusting God to be settled, and God settled her. There, you are the next person God will settle. And He will settle everything that concerns you. Number five. Action step for a better future is to set goals. Set goals. As you prepare to end the year and start another year, set goals for the new year. This should include spiritual goals, career and business goals, family goals, financial goals, health goals. In 2020, I didn't really fast every Wednesday. But 2021, every Wednesday, I want to fast. That's a spiritual goal. In 2020, I only read one chapter of the Bible per day. Now, let me tell you this, beloved. If you really want to be healthy as a Christian, the minimum chapters you are to read per day, minimum, is 5. Because this Bible is a medicine on its own. It contains vitamins. So one of the spiritual goals you have for 2021 is to increase the number of scriptures. If you are a Christian that is already mature, we are talking about 15 upward per day. Somebody say, where do I have the time? You create the time for it. You cut down on social media. You cut down on TV. You cut down on gisting. You settle down on the world. So you must set spiritual goals if you want to score goals. Fasting, praying, number of hours you have to pray per day. Maybe daily you pray like 30 minutes per day, 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes at night. You set a goal. Father, I want to do this. I want to increase the number of hours I pray in 2021. You will get there. I say you will get there. Also, career and business goals. You set a goal for your career. Maybe your promotion is not rapid because you are not, your performance is not, promotion is tied to performance. So you say, why am I not moving so fast? Then you look at it. What do I need to do to move to the top? Then you set goals on what to do. Maybe in your business turnover is not moving very well. Maybe you are not doing enough adverts. You know, something is not right somewhere. Every time something is not going well, there's something you are not doing. Anytime your business is not going right, there is something you are not doing right. So you identify that thing. And then you quickly address it. Spiritual goals, career goals, family goals. Maybe you are the kind of person that you don't talk to your wife or your husband. You are not a compassionate person, even to your kids, your children. You set goals. I want to be a loving father, a better father. A father that the children will say, God, let God give me a husband. That is your daughter saying, God, give me a husband that will like my daddy. Once you get to that point, you're a good father. If your children say, God, I will never want to marry someone like my dad or my mom, it means there's a problem. So you set goals, family goals, family time. You have some time together. Praise God. And of course, financial goals. Set financial goals. Many of us, there's no financial goal. Once we collect money, everything is for spending. No plan for tithing. Do you know one of the reasons why this church is very prosperous? From inception till date, this church has never missed its tithe for once. Not even once. There was a time, there was some time ago, we wanted to do something. Maybe like a very major welfare thing. So I told Mama, I said, I'm just thinking that maybe we should add our tithe with some other money that we want to use for the work. She said, no! Tithe is tithe. Welfare is welfare. If you want to do welfare, do your welfare. If you want to do tithe, do your tithe. It was God speaking to me through her. I just felt, okay. Just to assist people during this period. She said, no. Pay the tithe separately to where the ministry where we pay the tithe to. That one is separate. Then the welfare, God will take care of that one. We also do that one separate. But to mix, you must have clear-cut financial goals. Clear-cut financial goals. That's why witches can't cause this church that you shouldn't have money. Don't have money. Because we have been correctly positioned through the discipline of tithing. And that applies to all other businesses. The same thing applies to all other businesses. May the Lord give us understanding. So set financial goals. Goals of savings. Can you work from January to December and you say, I don't have any savings? How come? There should be some little savings, no matter how small. No matter how small. Except maybe probably you have a major project that you are running. Maybe you are trying to complete your house to move in December. That's understandable. But you don't have any major project and you are making money. Haven't I told you before that this stomach can take 1 million naira food in the space of a short time? This stomach, it has hole that you cannot, the thing, you cannot know the end of the hole. So you have to save. Why do you save? You save for a rainy day. You save for when you need it. If you want to know a man that doesn't have financial goals, just look at a man that is earning money. Good money. And yet, his wife put to bed. He doesn't have anything to take care of the wife. It shows that there's no goal. There's no planning. There's no planning. There must be a plan. There must be a plan. Listen, if you don't plan your life, nobody will plan your life for you. If your pastor prophesied from now, if I fast for you from now till, if I fast till my intestine bursts, God forbid, and you don't see plan, there's a problem. You plan, you present it to God, you present it to his servant, and they bless it for you. You run with it. And then you see your life going to the right direction. Somebody say a big amen. As you pray for 2021, do not be an aimless drifter. You know an aimless drifter? You drift here. You drift here. You drift here. You drift here. That's an aimless drifter. Always set goals that are achievable. Proverbs 24, 27. Set realistic goals that you can achieve. Prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thy house. Prepare thy work. After you have prepared your work very well, then build your house. That is, planning is very, very important for everyone that will be successful. When you aim at nothing, you achieve nothing. You must be ready to give your goals all that it needs. Set a goal. Give it all it takes as you prepare for 2021. Set a goal. Write out the vision. Make it plain upon the table so that you can run with it. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. Write out the goal. Let us know the plan. If I'm to ask you now, what is your plan for 2021? Between now and Christmas, you're supposed to show me in black and white your plan. You must be able to show me what you want to run with. Husband and wife, sit down and plan together. Husband and wife, sit down and plan, strategize together. If your husband doesn't want to do it, force him. You can't arrive at a future you cannot see. You can't just become successful overnight. There must be a plan before you can get to that place. And in the name of Jesus, that your glorious plan will come to pass in Jesus' name. Wow, I still have quite a lot, and the time, I have just 3 minutes more. So I will need to rush now. Number six, action steps for a better future. Somebody being blessed already, shout hallelujah. Number six is drop negative habits and take on new habits. If you want 2021 to be great, drop negative habits. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17, he that is in Christ is a new creature, all things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Drop every negative habit that can affect your running. You know, going to 2021 now is a race. 1 Corinthians 9 verse 24, know ye not that all run in a race, but one obtaineth the prize. So run that you might obtain. If you are going to run, you must not have negative habits that will draw you back. Now, habits like anger, oversleeping. How can somebody sleep for 10 hours and still wake up again and still be stretching and say, I'm so tired, I feel like going back to bed. 10 hours out of 24 hours. Anger, oversleeping, laziness, prayerlessness, wordlessness, excessive use of the internet. All these are negative habits that must be dropped if you are going to achieve your goal. Some of you here, you have to do a WhatsApp fast. You have to fast from WhatsApp. You just do a fast for 3 days. That is, you are eating food, but you are fasting from using WhatsApp for 3 days. Because it has become a major hindrance to hear from God. You have to do a fast. And these things can become very addictive. Television can become very addictive. Sleeping can become very addictive. Everything that you don't do in moderation becomes an addiction. Anything that you don't do in moderation becomes an addiction. So if you are going to achieve your goals, beloved, drop anything. All these things now, I don't know your own. I only know my own. So when I go to my own, I'll sit down and say, okay, this message also affects me. What do I need to work on? That's how life improves. In the name of Jesus, I see somebody's life improving. I see somebody's life improving. A habit is anything you do regularly. habits have a long-term effect on our lives. And we do eventually become a product of our habits. So if you want to become a better person in 2021, any habit that you see that this one will not take you far, then you have to drop it and take it out of your life. I told you when I became born again, one of the things I did was to burn off I used to have a lot of worldly music. I like blues. All music, all this music, you know. I burnt everything. I just poured them inside the gutter and set them on fire. Because I know that I can't go far with this. I can't go far with this. So once you become a child of God, there are some things that must drop. And there are some new things that must come up. Somebody is blessed. Shout hallelujah. Let me take one more and then we'll pray. Steps to a greater future in 2021 is do God's will at all costs. Let me close my notes so that I'm not tempted to go further. Do God's will at all costs. As much as you can, as you prepare for 2021, determined to please God. David said, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so my soul panted after thee. If you want 2021 to be greater, draw closer to God. He's your ultimate helper. He's the one that can make your vision come true. I don't know how 2021 will look like. I know how 2021 will look like. If I draw close to God and I stay with Him, it will be all right for me. And it will be all right for you in Jesus' name. I say it will be all right for you in Jesus' name. If your desire is to make 2021 greater, far greater than all the years you have ever been alive, draw closer to God. Draw closer to Him. Spend time with Him. Spend time in His Word. Spend time listening to messages. Spend time. Anything that will make the Spirit of God to be around you, spend time with it. And then before you know it, He's inspiring you. Job 32 verse 8, there's a spirit in man, but the inspiration of God giveth him understanding. My prayer for you tonight is that God will make that year that is coming in front a greater one than this one you are in Jesus' name. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Suddenly, light will come from heaven to show you the next path for your life in the name of Jesus. God will be speaking to you on a per second basis. God will be speaking to you on a per minute basis. God will be speaking to you on an hourly basis. And you'll be able to have a better understanding of what He's telling you. And grace to take steps in God's direction for you. Receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.